I like to begin the class with the awakening of the sacred circle so that everything, including our conversations, are part of the sacred circle. The sacred circle is one of the most significant practices that I work with. I'm not sure how anyone else does it, but this is how I've been guided to do it for probably 30, 40 years. The goal is to have us harmonize as a group, awaken the higher consciousness of each individual in the group, clear the heavy energies so that you can be more deeply settled in your heart and connected to Mother Earth and Father Sun. And then when the group is harmonized and each person is aligned and settled in their own axis, it's as if each person is a column in the sacred temple. And the toroidal field of the entire group awakens. So each person is aligned in their own grounded toroidal field and a unique individual. And then there's the group toroidal field, which brings in the higher consciousness of the group members. And what this does, it's pretty magical because it creates a line of etheric energy that actually allows the guides and teachers who are the inspiration and the beings that call us together to actually be able to meet us closer to the earth plane, because they can take on the robes of the light in the temple that we create. So if I can say that in another way, it's a vehicle by which the teachers and guides can enter. It's almost like the light that we create becomes a body for them, and they can meet us a little closer to our consciousness as we raise our consciousness to meet them. So their presence is felt deeply in the group. So we will begin, and I'll take you through the full activating of the sacred circle. One more footnote. Every class that I teach is done within the sacred circle. It's a protection for us as well. So when we're in our lower, heavier energies, those energies actually become portals and gateways for other heavy energies to come in. And in order to feel comfortable and safe to expand, you need to know that you're protected, that you're not going to open up to energies that are not in attunement with your highest frequency. And so we do this clearing and grounding prior to the greater expansion in the class as a protection, as well as a way of harmonizing the group. So I want to make that point very carefully and clearly. When we begin to enter sacred space, if we haven't purified, we actually can open up energy lines or portals that allow other non-harmonious energies to come in. So when I want you to be fully present in the class, and I don't want you taking notes, I don't want you typing on the computer, I don't want you doing something else during the class. And that might feel a little rigid to people who might be used to other classes, different styles of teaching. But my primary goal is to make this a very safe and light-filled class. And in order to do that, we need everyone's full presence. When I was working closely with my Sufi teacher for many, many years, we were never allowed to take a note in sessions. We either had to take in the frequencies and the teachings into our being, or wait till we heard them again. We were not allowed to take notes. So I ask that everyone here tonight be fully present to the practice, because we don't want you to be the gateway to heavier energies entering into the group. I would notice those energies, and I would protect the group by probably stopping the teaching, realigning, and doing something to make sure that those energies aren't entering the group. But I'm not sure if you've been with groups that don't attend to this type of purification and what it feels like afterwards. It's not a good feeling. You might be fine during the class or the workshop, but then afterwards something can hit you. So thank you for understanding this point of view and for your presence here tonight. So take a moment to breathe and be in your body. Come back to your body. And in the way of the meditation from last week, remember that it can be very enjoyable to be in your body. And you may have your aches and pains and worries and all that kind of daily life stuff, but you can still find a space, carve out a space where coming back and breathing and relaxing into your body can be a pleasurable reconnection with yourself. And I know several of you remarked at how you notice the difference between being in your body and enjoying it versus how you haven't been in your body and enjoying it. And allow your center of gravity to lower into your seat, letting your seat kind of sink into the chair. In order to lower your center of gravity, the mind has to slow down, come into a feeling sense, has to stop thinking and start sensing. So you can sense your seat on the chair, feeling what it feels like. What does the fabric feel like beneath you? What does it feel like to have this wonderful sensation of your seat spreading? What every woman doesn't want to have happen. But when you sink and lower your center of gravity, there is a sensation of the lower part of your body opening up and spreading. We're used to holding it tight. We're used to holding our knees together or crossing our legs. And all of this cuts off the energies, the vital energies that connect us with Mother Earth and open up the Kundalini in a safe way with the guidance of Mother Earth. And so we relax the lower back, let the knees spread out a little bit, find the right relaxed posture for your legs while your feet are touching the ground. And if you have an impulse to lift up one leg or another, cross your legs, it's usually just because it's a habit. It's the way you sit or most of the time during the day, like with one leg tucked under or leg crossed. That's just a habit. And until you fully relax, you may have the impulse to lift up one leg. But at this point, I would like you to keep both feet on the ground as we connect with the electromagnetic energy and the gravity of our Mother Earth. And this does happen through the soles of the feet and through the root chakra. You can do it through the soles of feet, or you can do it with the soles of the feet and the root chakra. And I am not recommending that you do it only with the root chakra, and I'll tell you why. You want a full and complete energy flow that will help propel you through life. In order to propel through life, you need your legs. Now, the legs have a correspondence to the first and second chakras. The area from the hip to the knees corresponds to the second chakra. The area from the knees to the feet correspond to the root chakra. And if you are planning on having a life where you are active and fulfilling your purpose, you need your legs to move through life. The cross-legged postures are meant for the type of meditation that takes you away from life. When you cross your legs in any kind of posture, you're cutting off the connection between Mother Earth and your outer life to go deep within to a spiritual experience that may or may not integrate with your daily life. So in these meditations, we include the legs. And we find that we are able to be more conscious throughout the day of our energy, the subtle world, our heart. And we are able to maintain that connection between our quiet time and our active time. Sometimes when you go deep in meditation, sitting cross-legged, you go very, very deep. But then you wake up, you come to life, and there's no relationship between where you went on the inward journey and how you're acting in your daily life. That's a common problem, challenge that people on the spiritual path often face. You know, they say, well, I feel great in my meditation, but then as soon as I start my life, I don't feel good anymore. It seems like I lose it, evaporates. Well, including the legs in the meditation, make sure that it doesn't evaporate. There we go. So now we'll bring our awareness to our calf muscles, inviting them to soften and release. And you may sense that the right calf muscle and the left calf muscle feel different intuitively. not physically. Like right now, my right calf muscle's a little higher than my left one. My right one's brighter, my left one's darker, my right one's fuller, my left one's flatter. So this just is an indication that my energy isn't balanced. And extending an invitation to the calf muscles to soften and release begins to open the flow for all those energetic channels on the right side of your body and the right left side of your body to start balancing. And again, no one wants to imagine their calf muscles like soft, gooey marshmallow, but that's what we want. We want them droopy and soft and totally relaxed. And then we bring our awareness down to the soles of our feet. And locate with your intuitive sense the center of the right sole and the center of the left sole. And notice how there is an energy flow between your body through that center that connects with the earth. This is where your roots are. And you may feel it through your root chakra too. It's very stabilizing when you feel like the triangle between the energy that goes from the root chakra and the 2 feet. It forms a triangle, which is a very stable geometric pattern. And allow yourself to sink into that feeling. And it feels to me like I sink into the heart of Mother Earth. There's a part of me that relaxes and feels like I'm being held. Feels very safe. Now, when we're doing this, we're actually going through a purification. The energies that are flowing downward into Mother Earth are the heavy energies that want to clear from the chakras and the meridian system. They're naturally going to go into the flow that's been established and start recirculating so that they're purified by the strong magnetism in the earth and the light in your body. So we've established a circulating current that flows into the earth, and then it actually at some point begins to flow upward. But we're not quite there yet. We're still on the downward flow. But imagine all the heavy energies, the thoughts, the feelings, the pains, the aches, flowing into this river of energy that is traveling downward into the earth, and Mother Earth takes it into her heart, into her being as delicious nourishment. It's her food. As I've mentioned before, it's like our oxygen. Our carbon dioxide is breathed in by the trees, and the trees breathe out oxygen, which we breathe in. We're in a reciprocal exchange. So you don't have to be worried about dumping heavy energy into Mother Earth. This is part of a reciprocal exchange. So this is part of the purification process. This is where the shadowy energy, the darkness, the heaviness starts to clear from our energy field. And we begin to relax and circulate more purified energy. So you have this built-in cleansing cycle. You were born with it. The human body is constructed in a way that it can purify itself, just as all of nature, when it's left uninterrupted, has a beautiful cycle of regeneration, and you have that too. I wish every being was taught this from 2 years old and onward. Imagine how wonderful it would have been to know this as a youngster and growing up, that you had a way of managing your feelings, your physical sensations, your thoughts, a way to bring them into balance. Instead, we end up dumping them on other people, projecting them. They become disorganized. They become splatter paint on the world. And really, our culture has very little skill at managing the energies of the first, second, and third chakras. Now, as your energy connects deeper and deeper into the energy of the earth, there's a point at which the energy rises up. It comes to a place where your energy roots into the ground, settles in, and there's a point at which the energy starts rising up through you. Now, this is the second cycle of purification. You cannot pull this energy up. You cannot imagine the energy coming up. You can't project it, make it, do it. You have to allow the energy to go as deep as it wants on the downward flow. It will naturally find a point to settle, and then that upward flow will begin to rise on its own. Many people talk about pulling this energy up. You can't do it. It won't be potent enough. Now we're going to allow this energy to rise up through our being. It comes up through the legs, through the root chakra. And as it's flowing upward, it's organizing our energy field. It's got a self-organizing, self-lightening beauty to it. Now, most people don't want to sit through this process. But this is how I learned everything about energy. If you are willing to be patient and feel, noticing, sensing this energy rising through you, you will notice areas where it penetrates and unwinds and declogs certain areas where there's pain or emotional holding and tension. And you'll learn the beautiful way that energy has the intelligence of it, that it knows exactly where to go to begin to align you to your highest frequencies. But you need to be patient. Now you would might say, oh, you know, I have a sore shoulder. I want to bring the light to my shoulder. But your energy goes to your lower abdomen instead, and it begins unwinding the energy in your abdomen, on the right side of your abdomen. And that's because the intelligence of the energy knows that that shoulder pain might be related to the gallbladder meridian. And so it knows exactly where to intercept and unblock the energy that might be causing pain in another part of the body. Or the energy will go to a set of muscles that you're holding some kind of emotional tension in, that you're not even aware that you place that tension in that part of the body. And the intelligence of this energy will go exactly to the right place to open up and release and clear the emotional holding that was going on in that part of the body. Usually we're very unaware of the relationship between our energy and the sensations and feelings we have in our daily life. So I was able to learn about all the meridians, the correspondences between the different organs and the referred pain, and what happens when you hold emotions in the body. All of that can be realized if you're willing to sit and be with your energy. Now, the danger here is that you might get caught up with, oh, that energy is so dark and heavy there, and get caught up in the negativity of what you're perceiving, and then start a self-blame cycle, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden you're focusing on what's wrong instead of what's right. And so if you find yourself getting caught up either in enlarging the negative or feeling like you can't figure anything out or you don't know what's happening, that'll stop the process. So you have to always remember to sink back into the seat and feet, relax, trust what little sense of the energy you might have, and the more you trust that energy, the bigger the flow is going to become. I'll be quiet for a little bit here so you can feel what's going on. As the energy rises up through you, aligning and organizing all layers of your aura, you start to settle inward. You might even forget that the energy is moving. That's good. That's okay. Allow yourself to settle into the peace that's beginning to happen. The most common sensation is a sense of unwinding, a sense of being lifted up, a lengthening of the torso, a sense of feeling taller and being held up by the energy. In other words, your muscles don't have to exert to hold you up. The energy is holding you up. Like being in the zone if you're running. There's an effortlessness to it. Now, as the energy rises above the waist and into the spinal column and through the torso, it goes deeper. And so you may not feel the type of sensation that you felt at your feet. It's more subtle, quieter, but it is filling up that whole entire abdomen and upper chest cavity. You might feel your shoulders opening up, your heart feeling more free, and you might feel energy flowing through your palms and fingertips. Let that all flow. As the energy flows through the fingertips, it's going through another type of cleansing. It's cleansing the heart chakra and all that might be covering your beautiful hearts. And so that energy releases through the hands, which are the extension of the heart. And if your hands are activated and you want to, you can just place them on different parts of your body if you feel like it. There's no harm in that. It can be very healing. And then the energy rises up through the throat chakra. And often the neck needs to unwind. And the cranial bones then need to readjust. Now, I can't tell you how crunched up everyone's cranial bones are. The cranial bones are separated by these, they're like continents. They're these tiny little fissures where they fit together. And if there's a slight millimeter where they're off or move, it can create anxiety, it can create depression, it can create dissociation. The cranial bones are very, very important for your consciousness and how you feel. And so it's important to allow the energy to realign your cranial bones. And you might notice that maybe you were dominant on one side, and now the energy is opening up the other side of your face and head. Allow that to happen. I find this process so enjoyable because every minute I'm in it, I'm feeling better and better. And as the cranial bones align and the neck unwinds, the energy is able to flow upward and fountain out through the crown, forming a beautiful fountain of light that circulates up and around like a fountain and begins to fountain around you in 360 degrees, forming that toroidal field, circulating back down into the earth, traveling upward. Now, don't follow this with your mind. You have to sit in it quietly, silently, and let it flow around you. If you follow it with your mind, you'll get dizzy and nauseous. So you're like a little Buddha sitting in the middle of this flow. Now, when the fountain opens at the top, it becomes a receptacle to attract the light energies from above. Now, the light energies come through the portal of the sun, the stars, the heavens. We are never in a vacuum. We're in the sea of energy, and we've created a opening that attracts these light energies that come in right through the center of the fountain, and they spiral in spinning with the central energies that are spiraling up and spiraling down. And this becomes the spiral of the energies that flow through your chakras. And the energies actually travel beyond your root chakra into the earth. The energies of the mother, the energies of the father coming together in perfect harmony and balance. And you are the result of their creation energies. Now, as each person aligns along their axis, the axis for the group begins to form. And a toroidal field that is the sum total of the group begins to form. So this is all self-organizing. When one thing harmonizes, something, the next thing harmonizes. So the next greater field harmonizes. Imagine a fractal, a moving fractal, where the first image fluidly moves into the next one. Excuse me. And so on. And it's a continuous unfolding, expansion, iteration of this toroidal field, which is pure consciousness. So the next iteration of our individual fields is the group field. And the next one after that is the light temple that's formed, which opens us also to meeting with our the consciousness of our guides and masters, saints and prophets, whoever is our teacher for this class. Now I'm refraining from giving any of them names on purpose. You may sense the presence of a being in the circle with you. And if you'd like to give them a name, that's fine. I am not giving any of them, ascribing any names to them, because I don't want to create expectations and activate preconceived notions. Just sense the frequency and presence of a higher intelligence, a source energy. And allow our temple to become a radiant star in harmony with the cosmos and source intelligence. You don't want to be thinking about yourself or any issues or any problems. You don't want to direct energy. You want to allow the natural intelligence of all of this light to act through you. It is much more intelligent than you are. It knows much more intelligently how to help you. And sitting in this energy peacefully is extremely healing, balancing, and raises your consciousness. Now, if you're trying to watch this with your third eye, it'll only create a headache. It's a feeling, an intuitive sense. If you try to watch it, you take yourself out of it. So the mind might try to watch this, and you'll miss the whole experience.